Parshas Nitzavim Vayelech begins with the pasuk Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem, that you're all standing in front of Hashem. Li'avrecha bevris Hashem Elokecha ba'alaso. The fact of the matter is, we start out in the public in the plural form of Nitzavim, and then we come into the singular Li'avrecha. The Torah switches from the plural to the singular, and the question that has to be asked is why. So the late great Rav Ovadia Yosef Zecher Tzadik Livracha noted that there's a duality to the nature of something that's undertaken publicly. That is to say, a bris, a shavua, that is taken publicly has a double aspect. And it has a halachic nafkamina as to whether one can annul it individually, or whether one is not able to annul something that is al das rabim, which is publicly undertaken. There's a major discussion in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Reish Chav Ches, Sif Lamed, take a look at the Shach there. And so therefore, says Rav Ovadia, although it was a national covenant, it was kulchem, it was accepted individually by each member of the Jewish nation contiguously. And so even if you hold that a neder al das rabim is able to be annulled, it cannot be annulled by each individual unless it's annulled successfully on behalf of the entire nation. And thus the double language, the public coupled with the individual, highlights that message. After we get through the introduction of the parasha, we find out that there is a concept of tshuva, v'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha, that will return up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And shouldn't the proper language not be ad Hashem, but rather el Hashem, that we will do tshuva to Hashem? Why do we say ad Hashem? So my Rebbe Rav Schachter would note constantly that there is a process of return that can either imply a direction or a destination. Had we used the word v'shavta el Hashem Elokecha, one might assume that simply turning towards the direction of tshuva would be enough. That's not true. The fact of the matter is that by returning ad Hashem Elokecha, one's establishing not only a direction where to turn, but also a goal of tshuva efforts, that we're not done with the tshuva process until we get ad Hashem. We go on to note, ki ha-mitzvah azos lo ba-shamayim hi. This mitzvah, and there's a difference of opinion between Rashi and the Ramban as to whether it's the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah or whether it's a mitzvah of tshuva, but this mitzvah is not Bashamayim, it's not in heaven. The Rosh Hashiva in Panovich, Rabbi Baruch Dov Pravarsky, explains that while only man has the ability to choose to listen to Hashem, as we learned earlier this week in the Daf Hayomi in Chagiga, even Malachim have the possibility of making errors. That's probably why the Piyut continues in the Nisana Tokef in its description, V'chilu ra'ada yochezun, that the Malachim tremble in Shamayim on the Yom Hadin. Now, technically, the Malachim should have nothing to be afraid of. Quite honestly, they can't make a mistake. However, the fact of the matter is that they can err. We learned this week in the Gemara that sometimes even the Malach HaMavos takes the wrong neshama. And thus the concept of lo ba'shamayim hi, says Rav Baruch Dov Pravarsky, allows man to be one step ahead. Torah is not ba'shamayim. And so we can't be in the situation of being chayav because we are mistaken in halacha. Torah is la ba'shamayim, even though malachim are held to the standards in shamayim. In regard to whatever ha-mitzvah hazos is, ki karov eilecha hadavar ma'od, it's very close to you. And the Ramban learns that the concept of tshuva exists because of this pasuk. Beficho belvav chalas, so it's in your mouth and it's in your heart, so you're able to do it. So the question has to be raised, why does the pasuk put the mouth before the heart? Shouldn't it be first an intention belvavcha, and then it should be beficha? Doesn't a heart need to come first in regard to tshuva? So Rav Yitzchak Soratzky in the Rinas Yitzchak Shlita explains that based on Rabbeinu Yonah's prescription of tshuva and shari tshuva and shar aleph, yir aleph, he explains that those who sin as a mistake, inadvertently, derech mikre, they'll voice their desire to change from those errant actions before they actually put their hearts and souls into actually undertaking it. They first notice their error and they say, "Oi! I made a mistake." And so the Torah says that the matter of Meficho Belvavcha is that matter of tshuva. It starts with the oi, and then it goes into the heart as something we build upon. When we move into Parshas Vayelech, we're told that Moshe Rabbeinu was told, Hakel Asa'am HaAnoshim HaAnoshim VeHataf. The final two mitzvahs in the Torah, both Hakel and Atak Hisvu Lachem Es Hashir HaZos, the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah, both appear in Parshas Vayelech. And Rav Chaim Sabato Shalita notes that the central message of both the mitzvah of Hakel and the mitzvah of Sefer Torah is that both stress the experiential aspects of religion. The Rambam notes that when writing a Sefer Torah, one has the unique experience of coming close to Hashem's word firsthand. Hakel is a requirement even for those who don't understand it yet fully yet, namely the children. And the reason, says the Malbim, is that even being in the experience is valuable for the children and will make a lasting impression upon them. So Hakel Asa'am, Ata Kisru Lachem Es Hashir HaZos, tells us be experientially involved in the mitzvah, not just to get the check within the box. Torah tells us in regard to Hakel, Leman Yishmu, Leman Yomadu. And the question is, why are we bringing the children? If they belong, because they need to be there, there's no reason to go ahead and offer the Gemara's explanation. That is to say, the Gemara explains that we bring the children, Lasei Schar Lemeviyehem. But the fact is, if it was a mitzvah, then we don't need to give that reason. They need to come because they need to come. And if they aren't needed, so then what kind of schar is there for bringing somebody who's not needed? If anything, it takes away. So again, Rav Huttner Zatzal explains that Hakel is a recreation of Mamad Har Sinai. And just at Mamad Har Sinai, there were children. There need to be children now. And the only way that can happen, the only way the experience can be recreated as authentically as possible, is if the children are present, and someone has to bring the children. So the schar is for the help in recreating Mamad Har Sinai, and that is incumbent upon those who bring the children. Be'ata kisvu lachem es hashira hazos, the Torah continues. The Torah says that the Rambam identifies the study of Torah at night as critical to Torah mastery. He explains in Hilchos Talmud Torah that man gains most of his knowledge at night, and that's the message of Ve'ata Kisru Lachem. Now, the question is, how is that possible? Daytime and nighttime are equally such. So why should one be able to gain most of his knowledge at night? Why is it not during the day? The Lakewood Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi Yerucham Olshan Shlita, explains that there are two different aspects to the concept of learning Torah. There's Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and then there's V'yata Kisru Lachem Es Hashira Hazos, the idea that there is a shira, there's a spiritual song of the Torah. The tziva, the mitzvah part, is as applicable during the day as night. We have an obligation to study, though. At the same time, we have an obligation to take care of other burdens that hold people back from appreciating the song of Torah. Nighttime is relationally free from the hustle and bustle of other obligations. And a relative standpoint, when one studies Torah at night, it's just him and the Torah. And those are the best times for appreciating the Rina, the song of the Torah. The night song of Torah is more attuned to recall based on the fact that it's not just that which you are commanded to study. It's an understanding of the full experience of the richness of Torah life and the Torah song. V'yata kisru lachem es hashira. Write the song. Lamda es b'nei Yisrael sima b'fiyam. Teach it to the people. Have them first put it on their hearts, then put it in their mouths, so that this way it will be there li'olam v'ed. Finally, in the Haftorah, we read about the ultimate Geula. And in regard to the Geula, the Navi Yishayo tells us, Lo ye'amer od azuvo li'artzech lo ye'amer od shmama. That you'll never be called an azuva anymore. Your land will never be called desolate. And Rav Shimon Schwab explains that never will there be a churban again. But more than that, the nations will forget that there was a galus. The idea of galus will fade away, so overwhelming and so amazing will be the process of geula. That's what the Haftorah continues to say, ki yivah bachur besula, that the understanding is such that it's a brand new relationship. There's no old part to compare it to. That's the ultimate experience. There's a newness and there's a refreshment. There is no post-traumatic stress disorder when the geula will come. May we be zocha to see it b'mheira v'yaminu. With warmish wishes for a good Shabbos and best wishes that in the upcoming year, Tafshin Ayin Hey, we be blessed with a shir where we will all be zoche to Tehei Shanas Aliyas Hakol, the year that we all experience spiritual ascents in all of our endeavors. Good Shabbos.